like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Thoughts are coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, and we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is live radio from the University of British Columbia campus. And thanks so much to the news crew. It's just wonderful to walk in and give high fives to these great young people who are speaking their minds on topical issues. There can never be too much of that. And this radio station is a good platform for free speech of all sorts, as is the Occupy Vancouver that's occurring right now on the steps of the Art Gallery. And reminds me, geez, I really should produce a show next week, maybe with a lot of political music. I'll see what I can come up with. This week, I actually thought I'd bring it down a notch and start off on a very light note. Let's, after all the heaviness in the air, all the hard study that a lot of students are doing right now, I thought we'd play some nice little mostly acoustic-based indie pop music from Australia. We're starting out with a band called The Lucksmiths. I'm going to play you six songs from this band. They had quite an illustrious career, forming in 1993, those halcyon days of the early 90s, in Melbourne. And they featured initially Marty Donald, Tully White and Mark Monone as a three-piece, all friends from school, and the band lasted for a long time, 1993 all the way through till 2009, with numerous releases and tours overseas, places like New Zealand, here in North America and Europe. The band produced 11 albums and 5 EPs. It's a huge amount of huge output, and I guess interpersonally they probably did quite well because they stuck together all those years. And you know, the style of music may have something to do with it. It's very pleasant. It's mild. It's not the sort of heavy, intense music that can often give bands three or four good albums and then they disappear. This is a band that had a bit of longevity. And I'm going to play a few of their tracks. So they're called The Lucksmiths. Really great lyrics. Lots of puns and word plays. So I guess you'd put it in the genre of indie pop. And definitely, when you listen to a band like this from Australia, you go, well, things are pretty good down there because they do seem pretty relaxed and just tossing off lovely little ditties. So I hope you enjoy this to set the tone for the Friday night. This song is called Under the Rotunda. It's from an album they put out called A Good Kind of Nervous. So I'm going to go chronologically. The station here actually had a fair few of their albums, which I was quite surprised with, including some 7-inches. So I'm going to be playing that. A couple of 7-inch singles coming up pretty soon. So this album came out in 1997. The song is called Under the Rotunda. And when I read that, I went, hang on, what the hell is a rotunda? It's one of those things that seem obvious, something I should know, but I don't. What's a rotunda? And well, I just looked it up on Wikipedia. Rotunda is any kind of circular, any building designed in a circular way. So I guess, you know, how like in parks sometimes you have those like dome buildings, you know, with, you know, a little platform where you could have a, you know, yeah, you could have a concert or a barbecue or whatever people do. But apparently any kind of dome-shaped building like that. So does that extend to the Taj Mahal? Or I don't know. Anyway, the song is called Under the Rotunda. You could picture one in, a park in Australia somewhere on a sunny afternoon, and the Lucksmiths are plucking their instruments and having a mighty fine time of it. Here it is. This is the Lucksmiths. We're going to be featuring them for the first part of the show on Stranded.
Friday, and soon it'll be Friday night. And if you've got something planned, I suppose I'll understand. But give me half an hour and I'll meet you in the gardens. I'll probably be waiting under the rotunda if it's raining, and somewhere near the seesaws if it's not. We can wander around the football as the sun sets on the grandstand. If it gets a little cold there, we can hold hands in the golf square. It's getting dark and baby, don't the shops shine bright? I've been here for hours. I can't see the florist for the flowers, and I can't see the point in hanging around. I know we've done all this before, but once more won't hurt, so let's do it once more. Bereft of ideas, we live here but we're sightseers. There's a light on in your lounge room. Do you remember when I found you fast asleep? You were so slow to your feet. I didn't mean to yell. It's just that I'm a little jealous, 'cause you can do the Rubik's Cube and I can't. I relied on blind faith and dumb luck, but eventually we're unstuck. I know we've done all this before, but once more won't hurt, so let's do it once more. Bereft of ideas, we live here but we're sightseers. Goggles and flags and all aboard, and don't forget your bags, let's leave this place behind. And I didn't get you a present, but you don't seem to mind. This party's leaving soon, and your dad whistles a happy tune. With Belgrade far behind, we pass a house where I spent one Christmas, and I wish we'd brought a camera with us so I could show my mum some slides of this beauty that stretches far and wide. Fields of gold, trees of green, columns of steam, columns of steam, columns of steam. And it seems I'm never gonna leave this day behind, and I don't mind. There's all the food and drink you'd ever want in here, but the train's about to leave, and your friend has won my heart, but I'm as drunk as I'll ever be. And in her lap I begin to dream, columns of steam, columns of steam, columns of steam. And it seems I'm never gonna leave this day behind, and I don't mind. Columns of steam. First things first, I have a happy secret. The next bit's worse, I intend to keep it that way. Can't remember the last word spoken. I got some mail I didn't open. It's an unread letter day.
know both of us adore, but baby, what a phone bill's for. When it's not raining, all these streets are filled with students, but you won't catch me complaining. It's a nuisance, it's useless, I know. A storm rolls across the suburbs, and the streets are as empty as the cupboards for the boy most likely and the girl most lovely. Given time, I could get tired of all this sleeping. The days are thrown away, and the hours that I am keeping. But for a while I'm fairly happy, feeling hopeless. A somersault in a winter coat, I didn't notice a thing. And I say it like it's unrehearsed, but I said it in the bathroom first. Boy most likely and the girl most lovely. She's outside, she says, I grew up in the tidiest of towns. Past the pub where my parents met, resigning ourselves to modern architecture. Don't let the bar stools get you down.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And you can get your fix here weekly by going to the blog if you can't listen live. Go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED and you'll get the blog with the set list and the podcast link and a video. And you can always send me an email through there at any time, of course, to say hi or make a request or anything. You might have some stories about Australia or Australian music. And if you are listening live, feel free to call as well anytime. 604-822-CITR is the phone that goes through to the on-air booth. So we've started the show with three tracks by a Melbourne band called The Lucksmiths. Band no longer with us. They actually played their last concert in August of 2009. And for anyone who's just blown away by what they heard and wants to become a dedicated fan after only three songs, don't worry, you can still find some new products from the band because they've released a DVD called Unfamiliar Stairs. I don't know much about it, but I assume it's a compilation of video clips and perhaps some live footage. And just probably plenty of that for them to go through in the archives because they were around from 1993 till 2009, which is quite a long time for a band to maintain their core lineup. Most of the songs are written by Marty McDonald, who I guess the main driving force behind the band. Really beautiful little tracks, indie pop songs. A lot of people have compared them to Belle and Sebastian, that kind of sound. Very literate indie pop. Here's an interesting little fact I picked up. Apparently, and this goes to show their popularity in certain pockets of the world, they did tour a lot, including this part of the world. I should mention in Canada, their albums are available on Boompa Records. That's B-O-O-M-P-A. And Candle Records in Australia. I was just about to say, in just this year, apparently, in the United Kingdom, a police officer got in some hot water for being a little bit unprofessional with a report that he had to write about a murder investigation, which is a pretty serious thing. And apparently he quoted a Lucksmith song in his super serious official report on a murder. The song was called Self-Preservation. Interesting. He got a rap over the knuckles, or the victim's family wasn't too impressed. But there you go, a UK police officer fan of the band The Lucksmiths. Sadly no longer with us, but they had a pretty decent run. So the songs we heard there at the top, two songs from 1997. Their album was called A Good Kind of Nervous. You heard Under the Rotunda and Columns of Steel. And then the third track was called Untidy Towns. And it's off on a 7-inch single, which I found here in the CITR library. It's always awesome to find some obscure Australian vinyl here. I jump on it and play it straight away. And Untidy Towns, a bit of background about that. In Australia, there's a lot of the regional centres hold these regular yearly competitions called Tidy Towns competitions, and I guess it's a civic spirit kind of thing where people show a bit of town pride and keep the city clean. And I guess there's working bees or whatnot to clean up trash and rubbish, and you can be awarded in your region that the Tidy Towns competition. You can win it for a year. And the town I grew up in, Gladstone in Queensland, we just won it like every year somehow. Like, we were just the tidiest town. It was only about 40,000 people, I guess. Pretty manageable, but it was a pretty rough working class city with a lot of pollution. If you look up in the air, we had like a power plant. We had aluminium smelter. We had the port, the harbour, these huge big mountains of coal just sitting out there. And just about every second kid in my town had asthma. Pretty rough place, but we had a clean town. It was a tidy town. Anyway, so that was a song called Untidy Towns by the Lucksmiths. So let's press on and play another track from a 7-inch single. This song you're about to hear is called Southernmost. So I'm going to play three more tracks from the Lucksmiths from Melbourne. No longer with us, but this is a little retrospective to start the show today.
Weekends away, these were the happiest days. Ill with the thrill of the chase, they'd take a train, take off Friday for the coast. In summer they'd go southernmost, where the sky was swimming pool blue, and the swimming pool was too. And every single weekend they'd dive in at the deep end. And come Monday morning, his skin still smelled like chlorine. Remember when forever seemed just fine, seen through glasses of rose-colored wine. They'd sit up all night talking, now she's sound asleep to the sound of his walkman. And every single weekend the divide between them deep. curse across the kitchen. He might still be within spitting distance. There's only one way to find out. Take heart, take a train to the coast. Take heart, take a train southernmost. Take heart.
Sunshine's making me dizzy. Went outside, all my clothes dried. And if I'm babbling, please forgive me. But it's the first hint of sunshine for a week or so, I'd say. I'm keeping well, I'm in good health, but I sneeze when I look into the sun today. There's my bike, looking dusty. The spokes are broken and rusty, but I'm happy to walk. I'm happy with anything today. And I'm out in the sunshine while my friends are home asleep. I guess that's just the downside to the money he makes and the hours he keeps. And I say, hey, it's t-shirt weather.
Surprised, and I see why you just just realized I'm camera shy. You seem surprised and I see why. You just realized I'm camera shy. Let's just let the moment pass. I have no wish to be reminded of just how awkward I can be. Please don't point that thing at me. Your eyes are widening behind it. You seem surprised and I see why. You just realized I'm camera shy. You seem surprised and I see why. You just realized I'm camera shy. You seem surprised and I see why. You just realized I'm camera shy.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show on CITR 101.9 FM. And that wraps up the short feature on the Luxsmiths, a band who are from Melbourne, a lo-fi indie pop band, really great songs, really, really good lyrics. I'm going to re-listen to this podcast when I get some time and sit back and really listen to the lyrics. Really, really great tunes there. And so, yeah, as I said, the band put out a lot of albums. There's 9 albums you can track down from between 1993 and 2008. And there's also an upcoming DVD retrospective on its way as well. So I guess I could see this is a sort of band that's going to have a long tail end, you know, a lot of dedicated fans around the world and lots of music behind them. So the songs you just heard there were at the top, a song called Southernmost from another 7-inch single that I found here in the station. Next was T-Shirt Weather, which I actually remember. That's the one track I remember as a bit of a semi-hit for a while on at least on Triple J Radio. T-Shirt Weather, well, it's not so much that here in Vancouver right now, but that might get you to think about what it might like to be in the warm Victorian sun in Australia at the moment. And Camera Shy was the last track there, which was the lead-off track off an album called Naturalest from 2003. So that's the Luxsmiths. So I thought I'd start the show with some pleasant little ditties, and if I have my way, I'm going to bookend the show with some really, really heavy metal at the end, because I'm going to be, once we get to the Canadian section, I'm going to be playing some tracks from Devin Townsend, the metal legend, who, of course, is from Vancouver. He's doing some shows in North America, including Vancouver, a homecoming gig, and if I get time, I want to play Devolve, the classic from Strapping Young Lad, his original project, which would you couldn't get any further away from the Locksmiths if you tried. So listen in. Hopefully I'll get time to squeeze that in at the end. But anyway, we still have some Australian music to press on with, so let's get into new music now. This is a band called The Sons of Mercury. It's a single called Peacock and the Vulture, and it's pretty impressive. These guys are from Wollongong, which is one of my favourite cities in Australia. It's on the southeast coast, south of Sydney. I don't know, like, I would hope that the southern or the eastern seaboard of Australia doesn't become like, say, in the United States, where it seems like one just massive megalopolis. I mean, it just seems like you drive anywhere on the east coast and it's just, it's built up, it's developed. It's been a while since I've travelled the eastern seaboard of New South Wales, and from memory, there was a fair bit of wilderness still around, you know, between Sydney and some of the southern areas. Wollongong is it's a fairly large city south of Sydney. It's a steel town. There's a lot of people there work for BHP, and I always had a cool vibe. Always liked going there. I felt very grounded there. Of course, it's also the home of one of the all-time great bands from the 90s called Tumbleweed, who I'll feature in another week. So anyway, this band's called The Sons of Mercury. They're from Wollongong, and they're a pretty new band. They've done a lot of touring, though, through New South Wales, at least. And this actually came to me in a little package from my family. I generally get uncool things like socks and that kind of stuff, and this time my brother or my dad must have popped this in as a single that one of them came across. So here we go, The Peacock and the Vulture by the Sons of Mercury. This is new Australian music.
More than I'd say. I kiss you when you're sleeping.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show on CITR, and we're into brand new Australian music. We heard three tracks there. First track was from a band called The Sons of Mercury. They're from Wollongong on the central coast of New South Wales. The song was called The Peacock and the Vulture. Really energetic, fun track there, and a sign of things to come. Their debut album is on its way. Secondly was a really wonderful instrumental number there by a band called The Ghost Notes from Brisbane in Queensland. The song was called By the Cover of Night. And I'll just read you a little bit of the press release that came through to the station about that. said, "It's 1 a.m. You're on Brisbane's Fortitude Valley, drunk. A group of strangers invite you back to their place. Arriving in some outer suburb, things get weird. In your paranoia, you freak out, running through industrial backlots for miles, even though you stopped being chased after 100 metres or so. When you eventually stop, you decide to head towards the distant lights of the city, moving silently through the darkened suburban streets. The city slowly wakes from its slumber. The skies lighten as you start to recognise landmarks." This is the journey that Ghost Note's debut album By Cover of Night takes its listeners through, from propulsive momentum to contemplative reflection, and from paranoid delusion to warm familiarity. So that's a little something about the Ghost Notes, something the sort of vibe you can expect, and it was good to hear an instrumental track there. So this, the band's called Ghost Notes, they're from Brisbane, and definitely a band to keep an eye on. Finally, you heard the Red Eyes, some dub reggae music there from Melbourne. And because I'm not based in Australia, and you know, Melbourne is the musical, kind of arguably the musical centre of Australia, and it's hard for me to know these days who's big and who's not, you know, who, where the groundswell is coming from. And from what I can tell on the internet, this band, the Red Eyes, is pretty big in terms of drawing big crowds, really solid regular live shows. And you heard a new song there called Circles from Red Eyes. Excuse me. So, yeah, the band Red Eyes from Melbourne in Australia. We've got a little bit more music from Melbourne coming up, a band called The Bowers. But first, we had a call through from Frank to request a song. And he requested a fabulous band called The Beasts of Bourbon. I've played them before. And I will play them again. In fact, Frank, you've sort of jogged my memory, because this band definitely deserves, you know, a full special, you know, easily an hour show. They formed in 1983, and they're somewhat of a supergroup. The band was started by Tex Perkins, he's now, I guess, a living legend of Australian underground music. And, of course, members of the band included Spencer P. Jones of the Johnnies, Kim Salmon of The Scientists, and James Baker of The Hoodoo Gurus, at least the initial lineup. And it's one of those supergroups that sort of evolved and changed as the years went on. But Tex Perkins was the main centerpiece of the band. Awesome sound, like very heavy, bluesy rock band, genuinely dangerous. Amazing live show, and I was able to see them play at a festival once, and it was definitely one of the greatest things I've seen on stage. And I've said this before, but rumour has it when Nirvana toured in 1992 and they played a festival, the Beasts of Bourbon were the band just before them. Nirvana was headlining, and apparently the Beasts of Bourbon just kind of, I wouldn't say blew Nirvana off the stage, but they were a very tough act to follow. So Frank was after a faster track of theirs. He's got the Axeman's Jazz album. It's a slower sort of country infused album. So I thought I'd play for Frank a song called Chase the Dragon, which is from the 1991 album that the band put out. The album was called The Low Road, a real favourite of mine. I played this over and over again when I first got it, and this song is a heavy classic, and it's written from the perspective, I think, of somebody who may have been smuggling drugs somewhere, that refers to chasing the dragon and getting caught somewhere in Southeast Asia and getting into all sorts of trouble. So this is The Beasts of Bourbon, a request for Frank, and after that, some more new Australian music.
I got a deal and a place to be made. that call. Get on the phone. Come on. Chase the dragon. Sweat on your neck. You need it now. You need it last. Make that call and do it fast. I sell the seeds of misery. I got a deal and a place to be. Make that call. Get on the phone. Come on. Chase the dragon. Come on. Get on the phone. Chase the dragon.
They say these are the days of modern times. The government halls, the great minds speak in the outside world. We struggle to breathe, we're digging for oil and uranium deposits. We bury the waste for our children to eat. Same time, but no one is caring to listen, except those ears that are searching for treason. Media spreads the words, campaigns, politics on the TV screens. We did not ask to be born into this. We did not ask to be born into this. In the new age, send us a prophet to save us from drowning. In the new age. These are the days of modern times. Carry our guns into foreign lands. Test our bombs under desert sands. I think to myself, I swear, we never asked for any of this. In the new age, send us a prophet to save us from drowning. In the new age.
Something that I'm looking forward to. It's true. You got the title, got the badge, you got the world at your feet. And anyone who isn't in it but a voter defeat. One thing that gets me through, proper move. There's a day I can't wait just to see the look upon your face.
wants. He skunks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls. Scenic or before?
I knew when he was in baggy trousers. He didn't too much too young. He moonstomped on a clown for his high, you know. Clown cried his eyes out. Right, I'm off to drive uptown for some sob scan. I'm taking the scenic drive to Scarville. Time to go, 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 go. It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
I thought it was an appropriate time to play the promo there for Scotty's Scenic Drive, as I just played some Scar there from Melbourne in Australia. The Scotty show is on Mondays here at CITR 101.9 FM, and he is one of the long-standing DJs here at the station, and a pretty sweet show. So we had some new music from Australia there, following the request from Frank for the Beast Suburban, and he didn't know what he was going to hear. He just wanted me to play one of the faster numbers from the band, and I played the 1991 classic, Chase the Dragon. We heard there, at the end of the set, the Resignators, a ska band from Melbourne, and the song called See You in Hell, and their music is actually here in CD form in the playlist at CITR, the latest playlist, so that's cool to see an Australian band turn up on the playlist. Another band with a pretty tight following, including also the band before them, the Go Set, really good quality sort of socially conscious punk rock there from Melbourne. The band was called the Go Set, and the name of the track was called The New Age, so that was the song in the middle. And the track, back at the start, just after the Beast Suburban track, was a song called Lay Down the Marigolds, really interesting song by a band called The Bowers, a garage pop band from Melbourne. So four tracks in a row there, the Beast Suburban, and then those three brand new Australian songs. Finishing up with the Resignators. So now it's time for Canadian music, and Devin Townsend, last week I tried to squeeze him in but didn't quite have enough time. Of course, Devin Townsend is a local legend, Vancouver heavy metal king, and he's on a tour of United States and Canada as we speak. So I'm going to play for you a little bit of music from Devin right after this.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
On October 15th, come out to Chad Van Galen live in concert. The Rum Diary will run October 28th through the 31st. And don't forget about all the great Halloween-themed movies that run at midnight each Friday night.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
For more information, visit riotheatre.ca.
So Devin Townsend is a local legend here. He's actually from US Minster. And as a young metal artist, he actually caught the attention of Stevie Vai. And was brought in to, I think, work on one of Stevie's recordings. And, of course, things blossomed from there. His mid to late 90s project was called Strapping Young Lad. And I would like to play Devolve by Strapping Young Lad at the end if I have time. But I first wanted to play Devin's newest music. He's currently making albums under the name The Devin Townsend Project. And he's in the midst of a series of four albums, I guess concept albums, where each album has a different, completely different band, a completely different backing band. And he's doing this deliberately to do an album each year that reflects what he went through in the past year. So the sound really varies. I mean, you know, if you do know that great track, Devolve, it's one of the most crushing and brutal heavy metal tracks, absolutely glorious, but some of the songs you're going to hear now are far more chilled and ambient, and synthesizer heavy. So I wanted to play you Devon Townsend's music because he's playing in Vancouver on the 29th of October at the Commodore Ballroom. So let's kick it off with the first track from the album called Deconstruction by the Devon Townsend Project. The song is called Praise the Lord. We'll be right back.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, that's the end of the show, or close to it. Time for one more track. We had three tracks there from local legend Devon Townsend. The Devon Townsend Project is very prolific these days. Of course, it's a four-album cycle that Devon is making his way through. And you could definitely hear the real difference in sound there. Those were two different albums. The first two tracks were off an album called Deconstruction by the Devon Townsend Project. And that last track, a more solemn number, the track was called Feather. And it's from an album called Ghost by the Devon Townsend Project. Both albums on the playlist right now. So he's a very prolific man, a musical genius, and it'd be pretty cool to see him live. And you can do so on the 29th of October at the Commodore Ballroom. So I'm talking about Devon Townsend, a native of New Westminster, and a very well-known gentleman on the world heavy metal music scene. Of course, most famous for Strapping Young Lad, and I promised I'd play to bookend. We started the show with some tender indie pop from Australia. You couldn't get nicer music, picturing some guys in nice haircuts and nice shirts and acoustic guitars. And at the end, now we're going to hear Strapping Young Lad with the classic Detox to take us out. After that is African Rhythms. So we're going to hear the track by Strapping Young Lad right after this little quick promo.
Check out Bed Bath & Beyond, HP and Apple computers at student pricing, and rental books at your UBC bookstore. Rental saves you 55%. Win a term's worth of rental books, a Norco Kathmandu bicycle, or a dorm room supply set. Details in store or check the new website, bookstore.ubc.ca.
Okay, so that's the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Here is Strapping Young Lad with Detox, absolute classic, heavy, heavy song. African Rhythms after this. Bye bye.
Play that stupid piece of shit!
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio.